Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, autoerotica death, Chef Boyardee, and a stupid world record. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Does it make you sick to your stomach when friends call you a hypochondriac? Then you should try the all-new miracle drug, placebo. That's right, placebo. Do you think you might be suffering from spastic colon, asthma, arthritis, acne, gingivitis, blurred vision, polio, dementia, Tourette's syndrome, pneumonia, shingles, or pink eye? Well, you just might be. And all-new placebo just might cure it. That's right. If you think you feel better, then so do we. And you don't even need a prescription. Placebo is available right over the counter. You don't even need to consult with your doctor. No need to worry about side effects, unless you want side effects, then it's all up to you. That's right, you could have side effects like loose stools, tight stools, migraine headaches, impotence, shortness of breath, canker sores, bulimia, mad cow disease, anthrax, yeast infections, paranoia, or even Ebola, and you won't even care. That's right, just pop in another placebo and convince yourself you feel better, and by God, you will. Placebo, a medicine you just have to believe in. Placebo from Frigamall Industries.
Okay.
Feel better?
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm getting out while the getting is good. David Rush has broken the Guinness World Record again with this guy and the same record.
Now what?
Fastest time to transfer 60 pounds between two hands.
Again?
100 times.
Didn't he already break this record?
That was again. A different weight.
Okay.
After completing the 20 and 40 pound records, David was able to break the 60 pound record with a final time of 17.
He's throwing it between his hands, you said.
Yeah, I know. I've watched the video. Okay. He's got gloves on. And
there's no mention of Hollywood Hannon in this, so I feel compelled to say Hollywood Hannon. Hollywood Hannon.
Was he just watching?
He's my man.
Okay.
He likes to watch.
Now, Josh, I understand that
they've had an Eiffel Tower.
You've transferred 60 pounds here in the men's room recently.
Well, I had recently been to a buffet and wanted to rid myself of the...
Have you ever had trouble getting the lid closed? It's amazing.
I'm sorry.
You have to step on it?
Yeah, this is the same record, just different weight. So these,
I see.
This is not as exciting as the juggling records or the other fun ones, but...
honestly, listen to me. You're a smart guy. You got into, regardless of the, you contend that you lied your way into Columbia. Do you really think these are interesting, these world record stories?
What is the title of this segment?
Stupid World Record.
Is it stupid?
Yeah.
Hence, the dumb world record.
All right.
Okay. We can move on. We can move on from this. Obviously, he now has the...
I just don't know why you have to pick apart my pickleball story. That's all. I'm just trying to help. I'm not trying to ruin anything.
Next.
Can we get the audio from my where he yells at me from yesterday? That would be good.
Oh, the clip
where you intro'd me, outro'd me, and looked ahead at what was next with me without me saying a word. You remember all that, don't you? And that's sports. Oh. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christine?
Hey,
good luck. Next.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
explosions in the Czech Republic.
Start again. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Physicians in the Czech Republic are saying a man was fatally electrocuted during a masturbatory session.
What?
It involved, among other things, Josh, a ping pong ball lodged in his anus.
There's a lot happening here.
Hear me out.
Well.
According to the report detailed in the journal Legal Medicine,
okay,
unlike the Illegal Medicine journal, which
that's actually
really interesting.
That's my favorite journal. That journal rules.
The 30-year-old man was trying to satisfy multiple fetishes all at once when he died.
Got greedy.
Practice known as, Tom schooled you on this earlier, the word was
autoerotic paraphilia. Mm-hmm. So that means many fetishes at once?
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
He was found, sadly, by his parents. In addition to being wrapped up tightly in plastic,
okay,
the man was also found to have a fancy condom in a plastic translucent box in his intestine, and a ping pong ball attached to a plastic cylinder lodged in his rectum.
Tom, what's the funniest part of the story? Is it the fact that his mom and dad found him?
The report stated the electric massager the man was using to stimulate all of the above in his lower abdominal cavity accidentally short-circuited and caused fatal electrocution.
There's a lot going on here.
This is sad.
This is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Just awful.
That's why, Pat, I understand you.
You have a song
composed
about this?
A song
I was
about
forced.
This guy.
I am the court composer.
Wow.
Right.
This ping pong ball's gone. Where did it go? EMTs want to find it. They want to know, is it up his sleeve? Oh, no, it isn't there. It's not in his hand. And it's not in his hair. If you want to know where'd the ping pong ball go, it's in his butt. Up in his butt. That's right. Where'd the light bulb go? It was in the socket. Where'd the car keys go? They were in his pocket. If you want to know, where's the electric probe? It's in his butt. Up in his butt.
Hey!
That's right.
Yeah, that's...
This is ugly, you know?
Yeah. You wonder if the guy finished.
Oh, my God.
You got like four or five different fetishes going at the same time.
Yeah, boy.
Well, you'd have to...
I got dying heart.
How would you tie something to that so you could get it out? There would have to be something.
Ping pong ball?
Yeah.
It was in a cylinder or something?
Hmm. Boy, don't you dare Google autoerotic fatalities because, boy, there are some weird things out there.
Now, there's a feature. Autoerotic fatality of the day.
Oh.
What does the auto part mean? It sounds like there's a car involved with the auto.
You're doing it
by yourself.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One of the more awkward moments in my life was I was staying at my grandparents' The evening news was on. And there was
and
a story.
And you got turned on and you started masturbating right there in front of your
and grandma said, hey, you know, you do it just like your grandfather.
That's weird.
Really?
Choke up,
Bush.
I'm sorry. Choke up. Back to the story.
I said, Grandma, look in my eyes. Shut up.
Back to the story.
Leave it on my dress.
Oh my God. So we're watching the news, and there's a story about how autoerotic asphyxiation has caused the death of a couple like teens in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh boy. And then my grandpa looked at me and goes, you and your friends aren't into that, are you?
Oh.
No, Grandpa, we're not. All right, well, you just got to be careful with stuff like that. But
yeah.
Thanks.
So he didn't believe you.
He just
just be careful.
No, we're not.
We hear you roller skating in the basement. So we thought.
So the go-to for this is David Carradine, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Michael Hutchins.
And Michael Hutchins from NXS.
I have a question. Yeah. If you read the story, how did he do this by himself? I mean, how did he get all...
Wrapped up
by himself.
Thanksgiving.
You know, if you have one of those, have you ever seen a pallet wrapper?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You can get it started around you, and then you just turn around.
Right. Yeah.
How do you get out, though?
You cocoon yourself. That's the thing.
That's a little harder.
And then also, the electric device, it obviously had to be plugged into the wall.
Okay.
It must have.
Did you read this story?
I just read enough to get the joke.
Okay, they found a one-handed electric massage device with signs of wear that he purportedly used on his nether regions. Gosh. Okay.
He was probably celebrating some great night in life. And
I was going to say, this. He may have gone the way he wanted to go here.
Wearing a one-piece women's swimsuit on his lower limbs, trunk, and neck were tightly bound, though, with plastic and textiles. That's what I'm saying. How would you wrap yourself?
Maybe you have to have a buddy. Hey, look, at 7:15, can you come on by and cut me out?
We got to be quiet, though. My parents are here. They found his son like their son like that.
Wait a minute, he died?
Yes.
I missed that.
Found by his mom and dad.
That was the beginning of the story.
Now, I have a problem with the headline, Christy.
Here's the problem. He has a problem with the headline.
Can you read it, Christy?
Autoerotic fatality, ping pong ball in his anus?
Shouldn't it be autoerotic fatality, table tennis ball in his anus?
Yes. Ping pong has asked them.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Go generic.
Mortality rate of autoerotic asphyxia, 1,000 deaths per year in the United States.
We are all so lucky.
Yeah. That's not our thing.
Yes. Yeah. Boobs. Great. Easy. I'll take it any day of the week.
Okay.
I got to choke myself and plug myself into a car lighter.
Should I stop?
No.
Yeah, that story's
no,
got a lot
you can't.
Going on.
There's nothing worse.
Okay,
than
the fancy condom in the plastic translucent box.
Hang on. He had a fancy condom.
Yes.
Affixed to it was a label inscribed with his name.
Well, you don't want to get lost.
In case someone found him.
Well, at least he's using protection, right?
I don't understand that the condom was in a box.
I know. I don't understand
that. That was inserted into his intestine?
Fancy condom in a plastic translucent box.
He had autographed condoms? That's exciting.
The label was on the box. Wow. Of the,
a lot going on here.
There's a lot going on.
Oh, boy. All right. Well,
You know, just be glad that, as was said earlier, you don't have that going on.
Yeah. I just fool my brain into thinking my hand is a vagina.
There are at least 500 types of variants of this paraphilia thing.
You're pretty gullible, aren't you?
Do you have a name for him?
Her.
Or, I'm sorry, I was
Palmer.
Manuel.
Ooh, where do we go from here?
Wanda Palmer.
I see. Well, thank you very much. That was a nice song, Pat. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Did you feel good singing it?
Oh, I did. I was reading that story. I go, it's going to be a good song.
You're going to put that on your tax form next year, aren't
you? That is wild stuff.
I just hope the guy, finished, like I said.
Yeah, why not?
His last words before the electrocution, ta-da.
Well.
What else you got?
Do you think he has to show up at the pearly gates like that? Wrapped up, hopping to...
No, he doesn't.
Oh, so how did you go?
St. Peter has to get out his box cutter.
Let me get you out of there.
Let me consult the book on this one.
Hang on. Oh, look, it's a new world record.
Look, we don't want the big guy to see you that way. Come on, come over here.
We keep extra clothes just in case, right?
Yeah,
here.
Like a fancy restaurant here. You can wear our suit coat.
Let's get to this story that Tom's been promoting for a couple of days. A suspicious package caused a road closure in Chicago, but it turned out to be a can of Chef Boyardee ravioli.
One can?
A police officer told CBS 2 that the can of ravioli on wheels was part of a school project. According to a DePaul spokesperson, the car prototype was made by a design student who placed it in the street to take a photo. Police said the red line, which runs underneath State Street, was briefly shut down because they thought it was a bomb.
I bet they did.
Device. Yeah.
That would be weird. All of a sudden you see this can go by on wheels. You would think somebody's about to blow something up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. What a weird, must have been like a fun project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, see if you can get this can to move around.
Remote control ravioli. I like it.
Yeah, you lived in Chicago for a long time, Willie. Did you know I was reading deep into this? The parking for a can of ravioli in Chicago, $800 a month.
That is really something. Yeah,
if you get the app, you get it down to $650 a month, and it's a little more reasonable.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. But now, Josh and I agree on this. Chef Boyardee canned ravioli. Delicious.
It really is delicious.
I agree that it's delicious, but I think that you guys... I mean, there's better ravioli out there at a proper Italian restaurant.
Yeah, I've just not found it.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Buddy, we can go to the place that I know. Chick loves the place. We'll get you great ravioli.
Here's my problem, another problem with, and it is a fat thing, with ravioli at a restaurant.
The portions
you get
are too
like
small.
Four.
Yes.
And will you give me a dozen? My God. Or at least give me the choice to get a dozen.
Oh, charged by the ravioli?
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Waiter.
I have 40 raviolis.
I only have four raviolis.
40 raviolis.
Could I have...
Josh, sometimes at the airport, if I'm getting a drink before I get on the plane...
Let's start with 20.
If I want a whiskey, I'll get a double whiskey. Could you just ask for... Could I get a double ravioli, please, and thank you?
I have a question.
And yes.
Is there a restaurant somewhere that quite literally serves... stuff like this.
You mean not, fat guys?
No, not homemade. But is there a restaurant that has, we've got Chef Boyardee ravioli, we've got SpaghettiOs. And they just have an entire menu of
peanut
butter. You mean just...
We've got a bowl of Hormel chili for you.
You could call it Mom's Pantry.
I've seen a lot of bars in states where they legally have to serve food.
Yeah.
They will serve stuff like that. They'll serve a Hot Pocket.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I mean, that would be funny if everything on the menu was just, Christy said Mom's Pantry.
Mm-hmm.
You've got SpaghettiOs and Hot Pockets and...
peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Stuff you're familiar with.
Mom's Mac and cheese.
You ever seen a psychopath order a bowl of cereal at a restaurant? Mm-mm. That is a lunatic.
No,
what?
What's wrong with
getting cereal?
There are diners and stuff where you can get a bowl of Cheerios.
Sure.
It's nice.
They only give you one bowl.
And they give you the
just one bowl. Is that your problem,
I have
Josh?
40 bowls, please.
I bet 40 bowls.
You don't like, they give you the little tiny box. Glass of milk.
Get it out of here.
And it's the container.
No, cereal's for home.
They only ever use it for fancy containers for red wine at the store, except for that or milk. I love those.
You're going to buy a $6 bowl of Cheerios?
When you say never-ending bowl of Reese Pops, I expect you to give me as many...
Go, Josh.
They call me Reese Puff Daddy.
Josh, when you were a kid, did you ever buy the little mini boxes of cereal? They'd be usually multiple boxes in a pack.
No, they were more expensive. So
we were just talking about that. That was a treat.
We got them in the mail every now and then.
And then you take them, and then you could take a knife and cut.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could use it as the bowl.
Yeah, pour the milk right in the box.
Put the milk in the box.
It had like a wax liner.
Yeah.
Right. We would just put it in a proper bowl.
It would be Little Lord Fauntleroy's would actually eat it in a cardboard box.
Okay. Yeah. Chick, you wanted to feature yesterday's meltdown.
Oh, yeah. No reason attacked me.
I believe we have the audio.
Okay.
And I don't remember this.
So. Oh, you don't?
Really?
Okay.
No, I was busy doing something else. Let's just give it a listen here. Well, coming up in sports, we have a world record, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'd just like to
thanks for
it,
letting so. Me in and broadcast.
What's coming up in sports?
We've got a world record coming up, Tom.
Okay, don't sound defeated. You can do it.
I don't know why I would. What's coming up? A world record, right? Okay, well, thanks, Chick. We'll be right back.
Well, I just wanted to get to it before noon.
Why do you sound defeated?
Yeah, why do you sound... What's your problem,
Why do you sound so beaten down?
What's your problem, loser?
Yeah, what the hell's your problem?
When did you get in a bad mood?
Yeah.
Answer me!
When did this start? 35 years ago when I began hitting you in the head?
You know, I don't know what was wrong with Chick this morning.
Lose him? When I called him an effing loser?
Probably. I think that's where we lost him.
What do you think it was? When I brought up his mom hitting him?
That's exactly when.
Yeah, that was probably it. Thanks, Pop.
He's making you get your own switch right now.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.